Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. If you're on the line, hold on. I will get to you. But first of all, this. A rift in the Republican Party. Robin Voss now questions whether committee chairmen have a slush fund like he does to dip into taxpayer money whenever they want for legal representation. What's the background of this? There's a woman named Janelle Branchon, Menominee Falls. She is the chairman of the Assembly Elections Committee. She is not the sharpest knife in the drawer. And she is one of these conspiracy types. And she signed a contract with a guy named Joseph Voiland, V-O-I-L-A-N-D, to represent the Assembly Elections Commission in their skullduggery. And she said, we're going to pay you $350 an hour. And we're not going to put a limit on it. And Voss goes, "This, I'm not kidding about this." He goes, wait a minute. I'm the guy with the slush fund. I'm the guy that can go and, for instance, say, Gableman, you have 676 grand, flush it down the toilet. You're going to get 11 grand a month. The heck with 350 an hour, 11 grand a month, 20 grand for your staff. Do whatever you want as long as you want it. I don't even read the invoices. I get the slush fund. Not every hack in the legislature gets the slush fund. Hey, really? I'm not kidding. And she, well, what about this contract, they asked him, that she signed with Joseph Voiland? He said, it's not valid. He has no contract. I have no idea what they're doing. Hey, wait a minute. How many slush funds are there in the legislature? I don't care if you're a Republican or Democrat. You care about tax money? If the legislature wants to spend tax money on crooked political stuff, they at least have to authorize it by the legislature, and then the governor gets to veto it. And the governor would veto it. And then if these hacks want to do their political skullduggery, they have to pay for it themselves. They have to have their donors, out-of-state wealthy donors, pony up the money. But they have tapped into a slush fund of taxpayer money. And the fight in the Republican Party is, how many slush funds are there? Does Voss have the only slush fund? Does Janelle Branchon have a slush fund? Does every other committee chairman have a slush fund? And so therefore, everybody can just suck the blood out of the taxpayers whenever they want. And no one cares? In the Republican Party, the fascist cult, formerly known as the Republican Party, Voss is finally standing up. He said, I'm the only one with the slush fund. Janelle Branchon does not have a slush fund. I half agree with him. She does not have a slush fund. Neither does he. Knock this off. This has to be addressed in court. Unfortunately, the Republican judges may say, go for it, guys. Go for it. We're all Republicans. Tap into taxpayer money whenever you want. We're going to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Good morning, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. Great show as always. The first thing about our President Biden, the former President Trump could have never, well, he didn't even have press conferences towards the end, but he could have never sit up there for an hour and a half. Impossible. I do hope Garland gets off the dime. But as far as Voss goes, this is what happens when you get illegitimate legislative bodies in a state. They can do whatever they want. They don't have to worry about it. And, you know, waste of money started way back when Walker signed a contract on a napkin with Foxconn. If a Democrat would have done that, this whole state would have exploded. They would have lost complete power. But this Voss thing has just, it's just, I don't know. Sometimes I wonder what state I live in. You know, it's not the Wisconsin I knew, not the Republican Party I knew. The whole thing is, as Tony would say, is a hot mess. So I don't know where we're headed. One can only hope that Bilderdine can at least come up with some kind of maps that are halfway fair. That's my only hope, or my only hope. It should be the state's only hope. Okay, thanks, Matt. Great show. Have a good day.
Yeah, thanks, Paul. Thanks for calling in. Just cheer up a little bit. This is our Wisconsin. This is our United States. We are going to hold this United States. And the fascist cult that formerly known as the Republican Party is not going to subvert it. Yes, we're in a fight for it. We've been in a fight for our democracy ever since 1788, ever since George Washington was sworn in. And actually before that, back to 1776, through the revolution. You think we have it tough now? How do you think the guys felt at Valley Forge? How do you think the guys felt crossing the Delaware River? Around Christmas, very cold. They didn't know how it was going to come out. If they get captured, they get murdered by the British. How do you think the guys felt, Abraham Lincoln felt, when you had the South attacking the North? How do you think Franklin Roosevelt felt when you had the Nazis in Europe and the Japanese in the Pacific sweeping in and we had to fight them and beat them both? We've had a lot worse episodes in our history. This will be overcome. Pardon me, we will prevail. We're going back to the lines. Diallo of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Diallo?
Yeah, Matt. You know, these crazy guys that call with the talking points from Fox or the right-wing radios, like Keystone, like, you know, oil prices and all those things, or the filibuster, you got to punch them in the nose, you know, figuratively, with one simple question to them. Is this the first time somebody trying to carve out a filibuster hold just to get something through? They should ask Mitch McConnell. And you know that, Dave. He did that many times. So right now, they're all up and down. Oh, we can't have that. Really? We did have that. You got three guys sitting on the Supreme Court just because of that. So let's not be forgetful like they are. They change the rules when they want to change it. And it's not even a long time ago. When it comes to munching and cinema, they did the same thing to raise the debt ceiling, didn't they, just a few months ago?
Right. Right.
So what's the problem? This is more important than the debt ceiling, I could say. We can't vote. They are taking ballot boxes out of cities. I mean, this is crazy.
No, you're raising a great point, Diallo. And here's the deal. Hypocrisy rolls off them like water off a duck's back. That's the problem with these guys. Not only that, you had McCarthy and McConnell denouncing Trump the day after January 6th, saying he's dead, he's toast, he should be prosecuted. And then they crawled on their belly like a snake about a week later when they read the polls. There is no integrity in that party. There's no character in that party. And there is no integrity or power or character in Manchin or Sinema. Thanks for calling in, Diallo. We're coming to the end of the show. Great show, great call-ins as always. Great programming coming up. Matt Flynn Direct will be back same time, same place tomorrow. Meantime, stand by for Stephanie Miller and lots of good programming all day long. Signing off for today.